If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning to you. How are you? How are you managing in lockdown?
Morning. I'm actually quite good. I'm working normal hours, sort of, on Zoom and Skype and all the various platforms that we're working with. And had a lovely weekend. Watched movies, did some cooking, mowed the lawn. I mean, what else do you do in lockdown?
Absolutely. Well, I see that a lot of people are saying, Colin's saying it's definitely affected my sleeping habits. I think it's had a great impact on a lot of people's sleeping. And I think part of it is because we land up watching yeah. movies all night.
And a lot of us want to make it a holiday when we're actually
yes,
not on
it's
holiday.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Routine and structure is probably the key thing. I mean, one of the key things everybody says about coping with a lockdown in this so-called new normal, I mean, Ian was touching on it now, is to try to keep some sort of structure in your life. Mm. I spoke about it a while ago. Use your diary, use your smartphones, wake up at normal time, follow your normal routine, and then go to the office, even if that's a couch in the corner. Listen, staying entertained, staying active, staying busy during this craziness of being locked down. And obviously everyone's circumstance is different. Some people have got all the tools and the tricks and the internet access and whatever else you need to stay connected, and others don't. But for everybody, there are possibilities. What I just wanted to share today is that, and it was a perfect segue into this, streaming services have never been more important. Obviously, if you've got DSTV, they still do a fantastic job of bringing an absolute ton of content across the various channels to everybody. Obviously, if you just got a linear streaming service, you have to watch the movies when they pop up on the various channels. So you need to then organize your day around the favorite movie that you want to watch. So DSTV are doing a spectacular job of keeping us entertained with as much entertainment and some of the real current stuff out of the US and globally. So DSTV is still your friend, still satelliting tons and tons of stuff, and it's got great penetration across most homes. What a lot of people don't realize still is if you've got the DSTV bouquet, the full service platform, you can get Showmax for free. Now that includes Showmax both on your DSTV decoder and on your smart TV and on your mobile phone and on your iPad, up to, I think, 5 devices. So Showmax have also done a couple of really interesting things. If you've only signed up for Showmax and you don't have a DST subscription, that's 99 Rand a month, which even in these trying times is a reasonable amount of money, considering you're not out there having a couple of cups of coffee and a couple of takeaways, which easily cracks the 100 Rand barrier. 99 bucks a month for a whole host of streaming services, which you can, again, watch on your iPad, on your phones, on your tablets, all over the show, is really useful. And you can, I'm not saying you should, but you can share it with family members who perhaps locked down outside of your house. So if you've got a Showmax subscription and you want to share it with your son, your daughter, your friends, your mother, your father, who are not in the same home, you can do that. So that's really useful, up to, again, 5 devices. I didn't recommend that because apparently it's frowned upon, but what the heck? A lot of things are frowned upon generally, but this is just a way to stay busy. Obviously the other big streaming service is Netflix. It's also quite reasonable in South Africa. They haven't changed their prices in South African rands, even though the dollar prices skyrocketed with the dollar and the rand exchange rate. And they're also doing an amazing amount of really interesting content that's well worth it. But there are a couple of other streaming services that people haven't actually latched onto yet. And a lot of them are optimized. Certainly Showmax and Netflix are optimized for low data usage. They're also really well optimized for online streaming. But a couple that are really, that you should look at if you start to run out of movies and things is Google services. So YouTube have a massive catalog of music, movies, interesting articles, all sorts of non-fiction stuff that you can learn. It's just the most insane catalog of stuff to watch online. And again, smart TVs have Google apps. You can actually play them on your TV. You can cast them from your mobile device if you want. Or also what you can do is watch it on a mobile device. It's the best thing about Google is that the Google YouTube service is that it's available pretty much across every platform known to man currently. And there's a ton of interesting movies and things. The one thing I didn't mention is Showmax is now, for those that don't have DSTV, have actually made streaming of all the various news services like ETV and the various other news services free on their platform as well. So if you haven't got all those international television news channels, you can actually watch them through Showmax too. Forgot about that, and that's actually very, very useful. The other one is Prime Video from Amazon. Also not terribly expensive. Also really interesting content and tons of content available.
Yeah, so we've
lots of different platforms.
Yeah, so we just joined that as a family, and it was quite interesting because when my son came to me and he said, you know, he's tried it. I think you can get it for a week for free. And well, originally he asked me if we could subscribe, and I said, well, just try it for a bit and see if there's things that that you really want. And after a week, he came to me and he said, you know, these are this is what it is, and they really do seem to be very good options. And when I looked at the price, I realized it's actually maybe three cups of coffee a month at my favorite Starbucks. So it's actually quite unbelievable.
Well, that's exactly the point. And I must tell you, the fabulous Mrs. Maisel is well worth watching on Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
so there are some,
my kids are saying
some quirky, interesting, very, very cool series. And then there's another one that a lot of people may or may not know about, and it's actually available a lot wider than initially thought, is Apple TV. Apple TV have made a whole host of their, first and foremost, if you've bought any new Apple device in the last 9 months, 6 months, since the launch of Apple TV last November, and even a little before with the new iPhone 11, you have free access to Apple TV in South Africa for a year. So there's quite a bit of content there. But what Apple have done for the period of this whole lockdown globally is make a whole host of their series for free. So even if you don't have access to the first year's free tier, you can now watch a whole host of Apple TV series. And there's some really interesting ones there too, entirely for free on the Apple TV app. Now, here's where it gets interesting. If you've got any form of Apple product that is fairly recent, phones, tablets, computers, you name it, you can watch, you can install the Apple TV app. I think it's pretty much installed by default if you've updated recently, and you can watch these things straight away. If you've got one of the 2019 or the later generation Samsung or LG TVs, there's now, you can download an Apple TV app onto those TVs and watch Apple TV products on that. So give that one a shot. And I think that should keep you busy for the next couple of weeks until we can sort of emerge from our various cocoons.
Yeah. I think if you have all of that, you're not even going to want to emerge from
who needs to sleep?
Exactly right. Absolutely right. Stephen Ambrose, thank you as always. Really, really very informative and very, very useful.